The fact is that when we infer or when we claim that the Holy Quran is addressing the entire people of the world, our argument is based on quite a different evidence, not on the one which you are quoting. And this does not contravene that evidence, that stands on its own. The evidence is very obvious and irrefutable. There is no religious book in the world which mentions the institution of Prophet having taken place, having its manifestation anywhere else in the world or in any people other than the people to whom that book was revealed. For example, go study Bible, study the book of Zoroaster, study the book of Confucius, study Gita and so on. You'll be surprised to find a total lack of mention of any reformer having come to any people in the world at any time, except for the reformers of that line. So if those books were addressing man at large, there should have been that mention that the entire mankind has been in contact with Allah and the reformers have been sent to them. So because the Holy Quran is the only book which refers to the institution of prophethood having been manifested in other places in the world and other people and other times, it doesn't leave anything out. Every possibility is mentioned. That positively shows that this book is addressing the whole mankind. Because if the Holy Quran even generally briefly mentions that their prophets have come and true prophets from Allah in other places, if a Muslim goes to China, he can tell them that we believe in your prophets and it's a common heritage because the Holy Quran tells us. So there is a common platform of negotiation. But those books who do not mention this phenomena, they don't cannot claim a common platform of negotiation. So it is on this ground that we prove that the claim of the Holy Quran is correct and held good. As far as the other question is concerned, the other part of the question is concerned, it's an independent question. Why all the other prophets have not been mentioned in name in such detail as the prophets of a certain area and a certain faith have been described in detail? The reason is obvious, that the number of prophets known to have come to mankind is about 100,000 or more. 124,000 is said, but let's call it a few thousands, even a few hundred. Now conceive of a book mentioning the details of all these prophets, where they came and what happened to them and what happened to their enemies and everything about them. How big that book would have swollen. In the Holy Quran, apart from Huzur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is mention of only 24 prophets by one count, and by another count maybe 23. Altogether, according to my estimation, this is there are 25 prophets mentioned, including Huzur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But anyway, with one plus or minus, this is the general picture. And still, the mention of these prophets has taken a large part of the Holy Quran. So conceive now of a situation where 100,000 prophets are mentioned. How many words are there in the Holy Quran? Words. Now verses are 6,000. Words are a few thousand. And letters are 100,000 plus. So imagine the names of the prophets, if they were just mentioned, how big the book would be. So why choose one particular line then? The reason is obvious. The tree on which the last and the most consummate manifestation of prophethood was to appear, that naturally had the first preference. Because when you mention appearance of man biologically, and you count down from man backwards to the early stages of life, you don't mention every animal shape or form which may have taken, will come to existence during this process. You work backward on the same tree on which man was to evolve. So if Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the object of creation, the only important tree worth mentioning was that lineage of prophethood on which Hazur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to appear. And that is exactly what has been done in the Holy Quran. Another aspect is this, that by mentioning all these prophets, the Holy Quran has gone about in a most scientific way to preserve all the possible situations. The situations mentioned in relation to these 25 prophets are so all comprehensive that you can't conceive of a situation happening anywhere in the world to other prophets which would lie outside the domain of the situations which the Holy Quran has covered. You can't even conceive of a situation. It's impossible. So that shows that even in lack of mention, the book remains complete. All things worth mentioning have been mentioned in with reference to these prophets which have been mentioned in the Holy Quran. So I can't conceive of a better scheme. It's impossible to conceive of a better scheme than the one adopted by the Holy Quran.